Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, it won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Myself, Andy, and let me get Richard up here. And Richard, are you there?
So far.
All right. We figured this would be a good one for you since you weren't even born yet.
Now, you guys always do this to me. Always pull random garbage out of here, and I'm just left standing.
Well, we're going back in time because Biden took us to the 70s.
Exactly. And next week, Richard, we're going to do movies about people who are in their 70s. We really want to throw you off.
That would fit perfectly for you, Andy.
Richard, you don't remember the 70s because you weren't born yet, but trust me, it was...
Awful.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter was there. We had a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit because of the oil embargo, and you could only buy gas on certain days depending upon what the ending number of your license plate was. There was gas rations, all kinds of nonsense. Oh, and you had to wear a sweater too because you wanted to turn the temperature down inside.
Interesting.
Jimmy Carter actually wore a sweater one night and said, "Turn your temperature down, wear a sweater."
That was a truly dumb human being. I'm sorry. I understand he had a fairly high IQ, but it doesn't matter if you don't use it, man.
I agree.
I don't care how fast your 40 time is if you never run.
If you never run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway.
All right. So should we get started? You want to go first, Andy? You
up? Always.
All right. So here we go.
Okay. I'm going to start off, and I've only got a couple clips, and I'll do them later, but... The movie, the defining movie, I believe, of the 70s, because it created a whole genre that has dominated ever since, Star Wars. Star Wars was dominant, and it wasn't just dominant because of how it leaped us forward in, you know, special effects, but it was also dominant because of the storyline and especially the chemistry between the main characters, Han and Luke and Leia and all of them, Chewie. They were so good together. They were almost finishing each other's sentences all the way through. Star Wars was a movie you could just see over and over and over again.
I think some of us did.
Well, a lot of people did. And the thing is that even the later series that came out, which wasn't nearly as good because they didn't have any chemistry between their main characters, by the way, they threw that away. They didn't. It was so good that they've made, 9 or 10 Star Wars movies just based on the popularity of that original one, Star Wars, A New Hope. What do you think, Richard?
Yes, you are correct. I mean, I'll be honest, you don't really remember that Star Wars was a, 1979, 78 film? I mean, you really don't remember that at all. I don't know. So yeah, definitely kind of kicked it off, and it's really actually amazing and relatively kind of like you say a feat, Andy, when you look at it, because it's pretty phenomenal what they were able to come up with in the late '70s there.
Oh, it was incredible. 77 to be exact, and it was
77. There you go.
I mean, and people, you know, and here's another thing, Richard. People still talk in that lingo. You know, may the force be with you and stuff like that. People still talk the lingo.
Mm-hmm.
It's been all these years. Incredible.
Yeah, no, it's got it redefined how science fiction movies were done.
Oh, yeah.
From that point forward.
Agreed.
Correct?
Yeah, and it was the first time, John, don't you think it was the first time where you felt the, you know, what it was like to be out in space?
Yes.
Out in space, and they would play the music, and then a planet would come down.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was. I mean,
it was incredible.
I can still, to this day, remember. I saw it up on the hill in Boulder. Sat up in the balcony. Met some girl there, but anyway, that's another story. Anyways,
that's another story.
That's a whole other story. But anyways, watched that in 1977. It was great.
Very
good,
cool.
Good movie. All right, you're up, Richard.
Well, no. Go, wait. What percentage of the movie did you see?
All of it.
Okay.
It was Star Wars. All of it.
All right. I'm just making sure.
All of it. Star Wars.
Yeah. Okay.
It was good.
Richard, you're up.
I'm with you. Yes. I'll be honest. Looking, you know, obviously having to jump back in my time machine here because, like you guys say, you know, back in the 70s and having to go way, way back, which, by the way, as a side note, I don't know if Back to the Future was, I think Back to the Future was 80s. So
it was
a side note. But the same time that Marty McFly went back into the future, or went back,
mm-hmm.
I guess not into the future, but went back, I think it was like 30 years or whatever, it's 20 years, or 30 years, is the same amount of time from now till 1991. If you guys want to feel old.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
I feel young, John.
Mm-hmm.
I feel young.
Something like that. Anyway, okay, so yeah, but anyways, looking back at all these movies, I was like, man, there's a lot of good ones.
There
and
is.
Andy, I think there's kind of two to me, but I'll just do one right now, and I'm sure my other one will be taken here before the next round, of kind of a good trilogy, you know, good series of movies that came out. And so I'm going to start with one of the best movies of all time, and that's going to be The Godfather.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, with
what year was that?
And, you know, I think it was 71, if I'm not mistaken.
72.
70 or 71.
1972.
And then The Godfather, well, and then part two came out later on, which we can talk about. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so good. It kind of set that. Didn't set the entire theme, but kind of. Well, that's when the mob was, and you know, that was really running pretty rampant, wasn't it?
Still that, are, but yes.
I mean, Megan, you remember that, but no.
The Godfather made the mob. The Godfather made the mob something you actually wanted to join.
Kind of true, actually.
It was too cool.
It's kind of true, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it was the original mobster movie. The scene in that is still the horse's head in the bed when the guy wakes up.
Oh yeah.
Just
we did that last
who
week.
Does that?
There are guys out there saying, you know, I've woken up next to worse.
That's a bad scene, by the way.
It's
disgusting.
Awful,
it's
dude.
Awful.
Terrible.
Anyways,
Godfather, Richard, you just hit it out of the park.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Michael, hang tight. I'll get mine in, then we'll go to you. Gosh, there's so many on here. All right, I'm going to go with one because it's still one of those all-time famous movies. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows this tune. Dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Jaws, come
Jaws.
On.
Jaws. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah.
Just goes and goes and goes.
Classic.
And there's how many other Jaws did they make? Two or three?
Three, I believe.
Three total?
Anyways, was it
1975
let's
was
be
Jaws.
Honest, after the first one, we were
No, I go back and watch that movie. It's like, man, that fish sure looked fake. But anyways, at the time, that's all we had.
Yeah, but what was better, Jaws or Landshark on Saturday Night Live?
Jaws.
I mean, what was scarier? Landshark in the hallway?
I don't know. Jaws was good.
Jaws was good.
It was really good. It was a good movie. So,
okay, Michael's right. Up next.
Let's see what he has to say. Michael, welcome, sir.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good.
Okay, did anybody pick American Graffiti yet?
Not yet.
No. It was on my list. You took it.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. No, it's all right. It's all good.
Such a great movie. You got so many actors that got their start there.
Yep.
Harrison Ford was like a prototype Han Solo in that, if you really think about it.
Agree.
Ron Howard was in that, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, Cindy Williams, Charles Martin Smith, Richard Dreyfuss,
wow.
Bo Hopkins.
Stellar
cast. What's great about it is it's just the time period that it's set in is just right. Right at the cusp of everything changing in America, you know.
Oh, Wolfman Jack, too. Don't forget him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wolfman Jack's in it. Wolfman Jack.
Yeah. The endless list there. But
that's good.
You know, well, the reason Michael has such a good one is he brought up a pure period piece.
Yes.
It
yes.
truly was.
Yes, agree.
And it was just made 11 years after the
time period.
Period it was set in.
Yeah,
and
good
so
point.
So much changed after 1963. It's just amazing, you know, they rushed out and made a film, and I can't really think of anybody making a film that with that much impact with something that happened maybe 11 years ago.
Agree. No, that's a great point, Michael. I hadn't thought about that. Great point.
He nailed it.
Yep, good stuff. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. American National Insurance is next. Get a free quote today. And just call him today, and he'll do that for you. That's my insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, Affordable Purchase Mortgage, where you can get a quote on your mortgage as well. Are you doing it right? Can you change it? Should you change it? What other options do you have? Are you looking to buy a different property? You name it. Kirk can help you with that, and he'll do that free review for you. Just give him a call, 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush.
Even 70s music there.
John Rush is chair dancing.
Yes.
To the music. You are bobbing. You are moving it.
Good stuff.
This is frightening
me. Get him, Andy. Go for it. Thank you, Charlie, by the way.
I won't. I have no soul. But that was good. That was really good, Charlie. I was kind of thinking Staying Alive.
Okay.
May need to hear that later, Charlie. I'm warning you. May need to hear it later. Okay, my next movie is now, and by the way, this is Andy Payton. We also have Richard Rush on the line. Richard, I have a feeling this was the next one that you are going to mention, so I'm going to steal it from you because I'm that kind of guy, Rocky.
Oh.
You'd be correct.
Yep. I mean, wow, what a classic. And by the way, if you watch the first movie.
Yo, Adrian.
If you watch the first movie, it's rather slow, and it's not as much about the fight as it is about the love story.
Right.
You know, and about Adrian turning her life around and him turning his life around with this one chance to break through. What a great movie. It was a great drama. It deserved to win Best Picture, of course, and it was there. And that was a movie where they all came from it. And Rocky II was also, by the way, in the 70s. That was in 79.
Wait, why are you taking all the movies, Andy?
Well, yeah, you often do this, Richard. You often say,
no.
Yeah, you'll say this great movie and all the sequels, and you'll go one, two.
The 70s was a bad
Here's what I can do with every time Richard does a movie. He says, I'd like to say this movie, plus one, two, three, four, five, and six.
That's not every time, Andy. Not every time.
Every time you get up, my entire list goes out.
Well, you know, maybe you should get a better list.
It's good.
Maybe I should. I loved it. I loved Rocky. How about Richard? What was your favorite Rocky?
You know, I'll be honest. Like you said, for number one was just slow. You know,
it was
good and it set it up. I'll be honest. I'm a little bit partial to two because he finally beat Apollo, and then I didn't like three because he dies or Apollo dies, and that's not good. So, but then obviously the Russian one where, you know, if he dies, he dies.
I like the Russian one.
I mean, honestly, the more fighting in them, the better, because obviously I'm a guy and a man, and I like, you know, people punching each other. So,
Yeah, I thought if you look at the fight itself, the one I probably enjoyed the most was actually against Mr. T. I know that sounds crazy.
You fool.
I pity the fool. But, I mean, when he comes back in great shape and goes after Mr. T, I thought it was terrific.
Was Mr. T the inventor of bling?
Pretty much. He was the head marketer.
I think he was. All right, Richard, you're next.
Richard, you're up.
All right, so because there's not a whole lot of animated films that we're going to be able to choose from in the 70s, although there's more than you think, I'm going to go with one later on, Andy, and you're for sure not going to get it, which is fine. But I'm going to go with one, and it's The Aristocrats.
No!
Dad, I know you probably haven't seen it.
That was on my list.
But it was a good one. It was kind of a cute film. No one's seen it. They need to, because like I said, it's a very cute film, and it's fun to watch. And it's, you know, basically just what it sounds like. You've got a bunch of cats, right? Or, you know, there's people in it, too. But you've got a bunch of cats that are kind of running around, and they're, I don't know, Andy, honestly, it's been a long time since I've seen it. But it's kind of a cute, fun, as part of one of the first animated, not first, but one of the more old animated movies, right?
I thought it was really cute. Yeah, I enjoyed The Aristocats. I liked it.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, let's see here. I am going to go back to, let me think here, because there's so many. How about a movie that I actually liked? It's weird, and I get it, and it's, you know, it's one of those movies that's very, very, very slow, but I think still worth watching, The Deer Hunter.
Well, it's a classic.
And it's slow.
It's very slow.
Does he hunt a deer?
Yes, it starts off that way.
Okay, so what's it about? Again, I'll be honest.
About the Vietnam War. Movies?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Because I haven't seen half of these movies, so I'm going to really be asking honest questions.
The Deer Hunters, I mean, it's one of those classics that you should just sit and watch because it's what it is.
Richard, the Deer Hunter was a war movie, which was kind of one of those movies where if they made it today, they'd make it shorter and faster.
Yes. But back then, that's not what
they
did.
A lot of war movies.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Okay, who's up next?
You know what? Let's take John on the phone. And go ahead, John, you're up next.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good, sir.
I got two.
Okay.
Good ones. First one, Christopher Reeve, Superman.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
on
yes.
the list.
Classic.
That's yep. on. And then here's one. It started a genre, The Towering Inferno.
It did start a genre. You are correct.
And it was one of Steve McQueen's later movies. And, mm-hmm. you know, Steve. So,
hey,
those
John,
are the two great ones. Can I? Go ahead.
Quick
I'm
question.
Sorry.
Did The Towering Inferno come before The Poseidon Adventure? I can't remember.
I can't either, but here's the key. They were both Irwin Allen films.
Yeah.
So I don't remember. I think you were right, Andy. The Poseidon Adventure was first.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember either. I think it was.
Same thing, though.
Yeah.
All it is take a boat, stand it up on its end, make it a building, and you have the Towering Inferno.
Right.
Yeah.
The same thing.
With no water.
Here's a trivia question on that. Irwin Allen, who made those two movies, also made Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea in the 60s.
Really? I did not know that.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Okay. Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, it is. No, you're right.
Yeah. And can I jump back to last week? Because I think you forgot one of the greatest lines from a movie.
Let's hear it.
When the guy shoots Paulie in the back of the head and Clemenza goes, leave the gun, take the cannolis.
Yeah.
You know, I remembered it last week, but with The Godfather coming up as a great 70s movie. That's one of the classic scenes from that movie.
Oh, there's so many. But, yeah, that is.
All right. Good one.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You too, John. Good stuff. Let's go to Dan in Blackhawk. Dan, you are next.
Okay. One, I think it was the early 70s. Hopefully it wasn't late 60s. Was Little Big Man with Dustin Hoffman.
I'm not sure because that was right in that time. Well, you know what? Even if it was late 60s, people were still watching in the 70s. We'll go with it because, boy, what a performance.
Yeah, it was just hilarious his whole life from kids.
It was 1970, so it counts. There you go.
He nails it.
I forgot about that movie.
He yelled really loud.
I mean, what was he, like 10 in that movie?
That raspy voice at the end of the movie.
Did you hear what I said, Dan? Was it Dustin Hoffman like 10 when he made that?
He was young. I think he did The Graduate right before that one, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Great movie. Pretty sure. Well.
Yeah, and did you guys, for last week, I missed last week, but did you guys do, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die."
We did not. But we weren't doing classic lines. We were doing classic scenes.
Oh.
But you're right. Same diff. That was such a great line.
I'll get off the phone. But are you guys going to do the horror ones? With I think Jamie Lee Curtis got started with some horror movies, so you may want to mention those.
Okay.
Halloween? Let me look it up.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Dan. Good stuff. No, I appreciate that very much. Let's take one more before we. There we go. Hang on here. Mike, you're up next. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize if I jumped in.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
The topic is what, disaster movies?
No, the movies from the 70s.
Okay, well, the first disaster movie, I believe, is credited to Airplane. Airport.
What is Airport? Yeah, I think it was Airport.
That is a classic. Although I preferred Airplane.
Yeah, oh, well, I did too. Please, don't call me Shirley. All right, that's all I have.
Good one. All right, Mike, appreciate it very much. Okay, you're up next, Andy. Go for it.
Okay, I just got my order changed. I've got to throw in Halloween because it was just brought up, and it was 1978.
Airport was 1970, by the way.
There you go.
So there we go.
Halloween terrified me. And I think I've told you the story before. I watched that at home in the dark.
Jeez, Andy.
Me and a pizza and soda.
You weirdo, you.
Oh, my gosh.
Why were you doing that?
Oh, I didn't know it. Look, I had never seen anything like it. We got to keep in mind, this is when John Carpenter was young and hungry and really a great director, you know, before he started just making stuff that was fun but silly. And this was terrifying. It was so well directed, and the pace was just right. Oh, my gosh, Halloween was terrifying. So that's 1978.
Okay. You're up, Richard.
You know, I've never seen Halloween, and I really have no desire to.
It's scary. Big knife.
Scary movies, no good. Not a fan. Okay, all right, so I'm going to go with one. Can't believe we haven't mentioned it yet, and that's going to be Superman.
No, that was mentioned already.
We didn't, but
our caller mentioned it. Our caller did.
A caller beat us to it.
Count. All right, so I'm going to go with one of your favorites then, Dad, and that's going to be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
No,
you took one of mine.
All right, Andy, that's what you get for taking Rocky.
I do. You took it. See, that's what you do, though. You always take, half of my list.
Gene Wilder, I actually liked Willy Wonka better than I liked Johnny Depp in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Agreed.
Just because he was good. He had the sense of humor, you know, the really dry sense of humor that was perfect for the eccentric Willy Wonka, right? I mean, just a lot about it was really good, and, you know, the special effects that they had were obviously not great at the time, but I thought it was a cute movie. I enjoyed it.
And it had great lessons. It had really good lessons for kids, right? And, by the way, I'm going to just say it. To me, that was the signature performance of Gene Wilder's career. It really was. And, yeah, I know Blazing Saddles and Young Frank. He did a lot of really good ones, but that one, he was mesmerizing. Don't you think, Richard?
He was good. Again, obviously, he was a little bit before my time. But I just remember watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And, again, it was a kid's movie that wasn't animated, but they did a good job. He did a good job. He obviously wasn't super crass, and nor could he be. But it was enjoyable. So, Dad, how many times have you seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Once, and that was enough.
John, do you think every time Richard...
Music. The Oompa Loompas don't count as music.
I hate those things.
Oompa Loompa.
Oh, I hate that show.
I want to do the dance right now. John, every time Richard talks about the age thing, don't you think that you and I should be somewhere playing chess in a park?
Yeah, possibly.
I know.
All
I
right,
feel
so
old.
I'm going to my next movie here, but before that, I got to play a clip because somebody actually texted and mentioned, and it was already on my list as well, and we cannot go without saying this movie, so let me just hit play here. Here we go, Charlie.
Talk about terrifying movies.
Talk about movies you can't watch with your kids.
No, I don't watch them with me.
He gets going in a minute here. Hold on.
You're kid, always the, playing
the kid,
music.
The kid playing the banjo is weird looking, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there you go. Dueling Banjos, Deliverance is the movie. Richard, have you ever seen Deliverance?
No, I've seen that theme, but I've never seen the whole movie.
Creepy. Awful. You do not want to see Deliverance.
It's not that bad.
Oh, come on. The rape scene? Dude.
What's the guy's name that gets raped?
Oh, I forget.
So the,
I've blocked this out of my dude, mind, the, and here the, you brought it back.
The rednecks, you know, raped the one guy.
For the last three, right? For the last three decades, I've slept well. Then John Rush has to bring this up. Oh, awful. Richard, do yourself a favor. Do not watch that movie.
It's
deal.
Let's just say that it's an interesting movie. Let's just say that.
Yeah, we'll say that. And Burt Reynolds.
But
is
a lot
great.
Of the guys were young in that movie that went on to do other things. John Voight, Burt Reynolds, a lot of those guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. Conrad, hang tight. We'll get you as soon as we come back from break. RoofMax is up next, guys. Dave Hart's going to join me tomorrow on Fix It Radio. There's a lot of things you can be doing now to prepare for hail season. We'll talk about that tomorrow. In the meantime, though, give Dave a call. Get that free roof inspection today, 303-710-6916.
Save your roof with RoofMax. Avoid a total roof replacement with roof rejuvenation. Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora will spray a revolutionary soy-based product onto your roof that rejuvenates your shingles, meaning they become less brittle and more pliable. So when a hailstorm hits, your shingles have a better chance of bending instead of cracking or denting. Think about a rubber tire versus a piece of glass. Because this unique, all-natural product only soaks into the asphalt, it won't stain your gutters, and it won't change the color of your roof. In fact, it'll brighten up the color and leave it looking like new. You'll save yourself the cost of your insurance deductible, the hassle of making an insurance claim, and avoid the risk of your premiums going up sooner. Plus, you won't have to deal with the time and mess of a total roof replacement. RoofMax in South Aurora will rejuvenate your roof in a couple of hours. Call Dave Hart now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. KLZradio.com/accountable.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Movies from the 70s. Conrad, you're up next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, John, so glad you're back. I've been praying for you, man.
Thanks, man.
So
appreciate it very much.
Great show today. Well, you know, one of my very favorites, and I watch it every time it comes on, is Irwin Allen's Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah, good one.
It is a classic, isn't it?
It is.
You always enjoy that. But they had to battle through to get out of that ship. And then, yep. You know, they had the Towering Inferno, and he had a bunch of good ones.
Yep, all good. Yep.
And he's right.
Conrad, thanks. Good stuff. No, he's right.
And by the way, those disaster movies of the 70s really did set a genre.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Agree.
Okay,
all right, you're up.
We got a long clip just because I enjoy it. Dirty Harry. This is talking about diversity hiring, and but he doesn't. This I want to talk about him actually talking about it. Don't have time for that. So instead, I fast forward because the whole clip would be 3 minutes. So we don't have
that's
time.
Too long.
This is where he is asked to ask a question, and because he's on the board to see if this lady can get in and be, you know,
his partner can be a cop.
Can be a, his partner be right. a cop?
You know that. If you make Inspector under the mayor's new guidelines, that you might just be out riding in a police car?
Yes, sir, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, Officer Moore, maybe you'll tell us all here about your most important felony arrest.
I've never made a felony arrest.
Well, maybe you'll tell us about your best misdemeanor arrest, then.
I've never made a misdemeanor arrest, either.
Then what the hell gives you the right to become an inspector when there's men have been out there on the street for 10 or 15 years?
The woman's place is in the home. Is that what you're trying to say?
What do you think this is, some kind of encounter group? I want to know what Officer Moore is going to do when somebody points a gun at her and says, hit the deck, you son of a bitch!
You're just deliberately trying to fail this candidate, aren't you, Callahan?
Well, if she fails out there, she gets her ass blown off.
It's my ass.
That's a great...
Boy, wait.
Oh, is it still going?
Yeah.
Except that out there, you're going to have a partner. And if you get blown away, he gets blown away with you. And that's a hell of a price to pay for being stylish.
Nothing better than Dirty Harry.
I know. Can I play a real quick one?
Sure.
This is Dirty Harry.
I don't want any more trouble like you had last year in the Fillmore District. Understand? That's my policy.
Yeah, well, when an adult male is chasing a female with intent to commit rape, I shoot the bastard. That's my policy.
Dirty Harry was like everything anti-PC.
I know.
Right?
And he was so good.
He's great at it.
And yet that lady went on to be his partner, and they were terrific together. So it was great.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
All right. So is that your movie, Dirty Harry?
Oh, yeah, Dirty Harry.
Okay. All right. You're up, Richard.
All right. Taking them left and right, I see.
Oh, did you have Dirty Harry down?
I did, but it's okay. I am going to go with another quality film. It's going to be kind of one of my first films that I watch. Actually, not first, but one of my more favorite films and kind of the prison escape drama, and that's going to be Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Clint.
Yeah, it is. It's Clint again. I forgot that. Yeah, it's Clint again. And it's one of the better... I don't know, kind of one of the better old school movies like that. I don't know. It kind of surprised me. I think you and I watched that one point in time. So yeah. A pretty decent film.
Really good movie. Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. All right. I've got to mention this one because it's one of the most famous movies on a tight budget there ever was that didn't do anywhere close to what they expected. And it's become a classic that people still today watch over and over and over again and actually saved, I believe, an entire car brand. That would be Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Because the Trans Am literally saved Pontiac at that point.
They must have spent a lot of money on the cast.
They did not, believe it or not.
That blows my mind because...
It was a very cheap film.
I know, but you had so many well-known people on the cast.
I know, but it was a very inexpensive film.
Hey, really quick, can I do another escape movie just because Richard did one? Papillon.
Oh.
Did you ever see Papillon, Steve McQueen?
By the way, they did that movie for $4.3 million. Smoking the Bandit.
Wow, that is on a budget.
I told you.
Just wrecked some cars.
I told you.
Jackie Gleason, I mean, wow. He was so good.
Do you know how much it made?
How much?
Back then? Almost $127 million, which only Star Wars earned more with $775 million. So that was the second highest ranking movie of 1977, Smokey and the Bandit.
Wow, that's incredible.
So there you go.
Okay, I got to do another quick classic. I'll just throw it out there and let you guys talk. Blazing Saddles.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
What a great film. And I mean, it's a film, obviously, we always say you couldn't make it today.
No. You could not.
No, you could not. But oh my gosh, was that funny.
And it was hilarious.
You know, some of Mel Brooks' movies tend to drag at various points.
Could Mel Brooks even make a movie today?
No. No. I'm not sure Mel Brooks could go outside today.
I don't think so either.
Oh, Richard, hilarious. You're up.
You would be correct. Yes, you could not. Well, I mean, you could make that movie. Should you? The answer is yes.
It wouldn't be any fun if you made it today. It'd be too PC.
Well, no. What I'm saying is you could make it in its original form, but you'd just be prepared to be eviscerated by the cancel culture.
No, that's true.
It could go. I don't know. It could go. Anyway, so, okay. I'm going to go with another animated film that I know your favorite, but this is one of my more favorite animated movies, and that's Robin Hood.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll give you that one.
He's the fox, and
I liked
John,
it.
And he's really good with the arrows, and it's got some catchy tunes in it. Right, Andy?
It's a classic. I've seen that like 5 times. I loved it.
Just saying. Exactly. There you go, Dad. Brush up.
Come on, Dad, father-son bonding. You guys got to watch that cartoon together.
I guess we do.
It's on Disney.
Guess we do.
Go ahead, John.
Let's see here. Okay, this one was also, man, do I go early 70s or late 70s? How about another movie that was very disturbing back in the day when it was made? Charlie and I have talked about it many times, The Exorcist.
Oh, wow. What a classic.
1972. Or 73, sorry.
That was horrifying. Now, hey, what? Let me ask you this first, John, and then you
were
Richard.
Going to hell, by the way, if you watched that show when we were kids, Charlie.
Oh, absolutely. You know, or at least you should.
Literally.
But I just want to ask you first, and Richard, what kind of movies scare you more? There's three kinds. Either the slasher flicks like Halloween, the monster flicks like one that we could mention, Alien, okay? Or the...
Religious horror
movies.
Those freak me out the most.
Like this one.
Omen, The Exorcist, those, yeah, they freak me out.
Well, my next movie is one that definitely terrifies you then.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's a clip.
I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something.
Yeah, I just slipped my wrist on air listening to this.
John, I'm you done. Still got a big life ahead of you.
I'm done. I can't believe that they actually made a movie of the Muppets.
That movie was a smash hit.
I'm sorry for all the people
and
that had to watch
not
that.
Not just it. Well, you know, the main reason it was a smash hit was the music, the writing of Paul. What was it? Paul Williams? Yeah, it was Paul Williams wrote the music, and the music in that movie is terrific. Throughout that song, everybody was singing it. Everybody knew Rainbow Connection. It was so good.
So yeah, you're no, I'll give
but
you, I'll
I,
give
I
you
wanted
that.
To
no,
terrify
we'll
you,
you.
I
right.
wanted to put you through sheer terror. So actually, that's a fourth genre, Muppet movies, and for you, that's even more terrifying.
I will agree.
Richard, you're up.
Yeah, exactly. And horror movies, Andy. It's not the actual movies themselves that bother me. It's the jumping. I can't do jump scenes. So if I know if there's a jump scene coming and I can prepare for it, I can watch any scary movie at all. This movies don't scare me. It's the jumpiness. I can't do that. I hate that.
What's the worst jump scene you've ever seen? Probably hard to even
narrow. I don't watch them. Okay. I don't watch them. So I don't know. It's just terrible. I hate being scared like that.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, nonetheless, you've got to appreciate this next one, even though you don't like the remake, and that's going to be Mad Max.
Yes, I love the first Mad Max. It was awesome.
Okay. So
the last one's just awful.
Appreciate that one. Mel Gibson.
The first one was slow.
Okay. It was slow. You got to have your popcorn filled up because it's pretty slow.
Yeah,
it's pretty slow.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, that's the way movies were back then. They were a little slower. We had more time, Andy. We had more time. That was the key.
It was slow, though. You couldn't pop. I tried popping that in a few years ago, and I could barely watch it.
It's pretty slow.
And the new Mad Max, you're totally wrong on, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, movie's
awesome. Charlize Theron was magnificent. Fine.
That's Andy's opinion. All right.
That is my opinion.
All right, so is that yours? I'll get mine in, then we'll do Mark from
Okay.
Parker. Let's see here. I'm going to try to go maybe, let's see if I can go middle of the 70s. Dun, 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 dun. How about, I can't believe none of you guys have mentioned this yet, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
I've got it on my list.
So there we go.
That is a classic.
Do you have any sound for that one? Probably not.
Ding, 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 ding.
You ever see that, Richard? Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No.
It's a pretty good alien movie. I mean, pretty good outer, what is it?
Once again, a little slow by today's standards. Not as slow though as what you just mentioned.
No, it's pretty slow.
Yeah, it was.
I watched it the other day. It's pretty slow.
Yeah, the song was cool.
Yeah, it is. All right, Mark in Parker, you're next. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I wanted to mention that clip you played of Clint Eastwood. That was from Magnum Force, the second movie of the Dirty Harry series.
Still 70s.
Yeah, but Dirty Harry, the first one, is the one where he says this is a 44 Magnum.
Most powerful handgun in the world. Blow your head clean off.
Now, do you feel lucky?
Punk. That's one of the best lines ever, Mark.
I just couldn't play that scene, Mark, because I've played it a couple times in
it's
the past.
Best scene
I try
ever.
Not to redo it every time.
You could play it forever. It's great.
Oh, it's so good.
You know, they probably couldn't even film that today because it'd be racist.
That's right.
They'd be racist, you know, pointing a gun at a black man, you know.
Yeah. No, you're right, Mark.
There was one movie that Sean Connery did in the 70s. I don't care for Roger Moore, but he did Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, that's one of mine.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, that was a good one. I like Diamonds Are Forever.
I'm trying to think of something that's not on Richard and your list. You know, I just can't.
Well, we make big lists.
Yeah, the list is very long.
And Sean Connery was my second favorite Bond. I actually like Daniel Craig the most.
I agree.
I know that's weird.
I agree.
I just love him.
I do too.
All
right. Good stuff. Mark, thanks. Good stuff. Good mentions. Who's up next? You?
I'm up next, or do you want to take a break?
No, we'll keep going. We'll stack them all up at the end, so keep going. You're good.
Okay, let's see here. Hang on. I got to do something here.
It's great radio.
Okay, here we go.
I would be prepared.
I'm never prepared. Okay, this is not from the 70s, but it's about the 70s.
Okay.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Ron, I would be surprised if the affiliates were concerned about the lack of an old, old wooden ship, but nice try. Diversity means that times are changing. And with that in mind, Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Well, this concerns all of us.
Okay.
I mean, come on, Ed, it's bullcrap. Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact.
Oh, you cheated, because that's not really a 70s movie.
Well, you cut it off. There was still more. That's okay. I'll get rid of it. There we go. Anchorman.
Yeah.
It's about the 70s. I've got a couple that are about the 70s. I'll just throw that one out in really quick. Starsky and Hutch.
Okay, yeah.
But Anchorman was the funnier one. That was a very funny movie.
It was. All right, you're up, Richard.
All
right, yeah, Touche doesn't count, Andy, but Touche, very, very solid.
Very funny.
I'm gonna go with, by the way, who knew there's a BC surfing sport in Colorado? I guess leave it to Boulder, Colorado to have
BC surfing sport. All right, there we go.
I have never heard of that. Is that a restaurant?
Never heard of
no, it's a surf place.
No, it's a surfboards like a surf shop, which again is funny because we
no ocean.
What, are you kidding me?
No.
No! Whoa! They got a surfing store in Boulder.
I mean, it's and sport, right? So you know, sport, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. But,
okay. Real quick, along those lines, though. Real quick, funny. Most people don't know this.
Yeah.
Texas has the most registered "quote unquote" skiers of any state, even though they have very little snow, no mountains. Colorado has the most registered scuba divers of any state, even though we have no ocean.
Who registers to ski?
No, you know, they do the math on, you know, who buys, you know, the stats on who buys ski passes and all that kind of stuff, and Texas takes the lead there.
Huh.
Oh, interesting.
I never thought of that.
And we take the lead when it comes to scuba diving, even though we have no ocean.
Well, the real question is, does Richard have a 70s movie?
Do you have one, Richard? Go for it.
I do, absolutely, Andy. Don't you doubt me one second. all right, my 70s movie is The Thing, which is another film, Dad, that had a budget of $5.5 million.
Classic.
And a box office of about $160 million.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Still a good movie.
The con artist movie. Yeah, very, very good movie. Robert Redford, right?
Was that before or was that before or after Butch Cassidy? It was after, wasn't it?
It was 1973, so probably before. I don't know.
I'll look up Butch Cassidy.
Look up and see.
I'll look it up.
No, after. Butch Cassidy was 1969.
Okay.
Bill, hang tight. I'll get mine in, then we'll take yours. I've got my next one's going to be Grease.
Oh, no.
Even though it's not my favorite movie, but I threw it in there.
That was going to be one of mine. I think
Because of Olivia Newton-John.
I loved Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah.
She was cute.
But oh, yes.
I think that is one of the best musicals I've ever seen.
It's probably one of the few I've ever watched.
Right. But you got to admit, even though you hate musicals, you got to admit, it had great music.
Tell me more. No, I will agree with that. I'll give you that. All right, Bill, you're next in Denver. What's going on? Hello, Bill.
Bill?
Yeah, hi. Yes, hi. You're forgetting two of the biggest movies of the 70s.
Let's hear it.
Rollerball and Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, yes. I have Close Encounters on my list, but I don't have Rollerball.
Rollerball. Who starred in Rollerball?
James Caan.
I love James Caan.
Yeah.
Republican, by the way.
They've made a repeat of it, but it wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't. It was actually kind of awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, good one.
But classic.
That's all I have to say.
No, those are good, Bill.
I have a good movie. Close Encounters changed everything. That was as important, I think, as Star Wars. It was really good.
It was pretty good.
It
you're
was
right.
Great.
Yep, you were correct.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff, Bill. Appreciate it. All right, another round. Go for it.
Okay, if you want to talk about a cast where they were a bunch of nobodies for the most part, except for the star, and it launched a zillion careers.
Mm-hmm.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Agree.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
I mean, Danny DeVito, I won't even go through them all. There were so many stars in that. But Jack Nicholson was incredible, and so was everyone else.
All right, you got to hurry, Richard. You got one left. I'll give one last one, so let's go.
All right, The Rescuers Down Under.
Oh.
I thought that was in the 90s. That was 90.
Down Under was. Right, The Rescuers was in the 70s.
Oh, you're right. It was, starring Bob Newhart.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, my last one will be, we'll leave it with this because it's 1979, so it's right at the end. That would be Steve Martin in The Jerk. They're shooting at me.
Cans. They're shooting at the cans.
Anyways. All right, there we go. Richard, I'll let you go. We got to take a break. Have a good weekend.
Have a good deal.
All right, see you later. All right, that is movies from the 70s. Barber's Food's coming up next, by the way. Hopefully you don't have any meat in your freezer from the 70s, because if so, you got to get rid of that and get some new stuff. But
might want to, yeah.
You definitely want to do that.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, folks, fill that freezer up. Get ready for Memorial Day, Father's Day, and also for the inflation that will be coming in that end of things. Get your freezer full of meat now, barbersfoods.com. It's two S's, barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
All right, a good shop is next, folks. Give Alan, the guys up there, a call. Anything you need when it comes to getting your vehicle back in order. In other words, maybe you've had a collision, a door ding, a hail damage, or you just want things freshened up, detailed out. Whatever it is, they can help you out with it. Three locations to serve you up north. They're all certified. They'll make your vehicle as good as new. 720-541-7697. Or, again, find them at klzradio.com.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out.
Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
From Denver's KLZ 560, I'm Richard Beatty with traffic and weather. Take responsibility, accept challenges. That sounds like you, doesn't it? I thought so. And there's a tool for your toolbox. Sign up at klzradio.com/accountable. That's klzradio.com/accountable. Lots of problems this Friday on the road. I-25 both directions, 13 to 20 miles an hour from Colorado Boulevard all the way up to 20th and Blake. New crashes, I-70 West at 225, backed up to Chambers. Wadsworth at 38th, problems there. A crash, West Colfax and Pierce. A car versus motorcycle accident at Alameda and Potomac. Otherwise, cone zones are the wild card. It's a long course on obstacles, folks. And a new crash 92nd at Pecos. Skyview weather for your weekend. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 tonight. That's traffic and weather. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560, your home station since 1922.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, John, you want to do a few more quick ones?
Yeah, go for it. Run off a few.
Okay, how about Soylent Green?
Yep.
Animal House. Come on.
Funny.
Animal House, absolute classic. Alien, I know I mentioned it briefly, but I got to mention it again. Young Frankenstein. And how about this one? Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh, my gosh. Talk about a classic of all time.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Kramer versus Kramer. How about Patton?
And Rocky Horror Picture Show.
There you go.
Okay, we'll end it with that. Guys, we'll be back. Hour number three is next. We're going to talk a little politics, COVID, you name it. We'll be right back. Hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.